WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Now, naturally, many of us are focused on the results of the presidential election this week, but forget national politics for a minute. At the local level, Chicago alderpersons are considering an interesting proposal, a plan to lower Chicago's speed limit from 30 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour. We recently checked in with WBEZ's Alden Lowry about what the data show about traffic fatalities and injuries and how much of a difference this proposal could make on safety.
There's a fair amount of research, and a lot of people, particularly on the transfer, on the kind of the traffic safety side, who said that, yeah, even a 5 mile an hour reduction in speed has enormous benefits. The Active Transportation Alliance here in Chicago has offered some research on this, essentially saying that at 30 miles an hour, a pedestrian hit by a car traveling at that speed has about a 50% chance of survival. Mm-hmm. At 20 miles an hour, it becomes a 90% chance of survival. So just at 10 mile an hour difference, and this speed limit reduction would be right in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. So there's talk that that happens. Also, driving slower, you have a wider field of vision.
Oh, for sure.
And you have more time to react to things. Mm-hmm. So the general thought is, yes, if people are driving slower, there are definitely safety benefits. Now, the question is, how do you get people to drive slower?
That is the question of the day. But it does, to your point, Alden, sound like a win-win-win for everybody that's on the streets at one given time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. If cars are moving slower, transportation safety increases for the drivers. It increases for pedestrians and others who are on the roadways.
Right. Now, in your reporting, you point to New York as an example of a city that did make a similar change. Right. So they went beyond the chatting.
Yes.
Tell us how it worked out for them.
Yes. So back in 2014, I believe New York City reduced their citywide speed limit from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour, as the city council members were discussing here, and they've seen an annual reduction in terms of annual pedestrian fatalities by 23%. So they've seen a very substantial kind of reduction in people being killed on the roadways. Now, the thing it's worth noting is that along with that reduction in the speed limit, they have really supersized their automated speed enforcement. Mm-hmm. New York by far has the most pervasive kind of a speed camera system in the country, 2,500 cameras operating 24 hours a day.
My goodness.
7 days a week, 365 days a year. And while there's been complaints about Chicago's ticketing, which we talked about in the story, but in New York, they're raising far more money and issuing many more tickets.
Wow.
So that's been a part of their effort to get drivers to slow down as well.
Yeah, and speaking of speed, I remember this is shortly after I moved here in early 2021. Chicago lowered the ticketing threshold for speed cameras. Remember that, Alden?
Yes,
I don't know if you were one of the folks that got caught, but basically,
several times.
Yes, me too. you could then get fined for driving just 6 miles over the speed limit instead of the previous 11 miles. Now, the city also cited safety concerns at that time when it was making the change. What do we know at this point, 3 years later? Did it make things safer?
So I guess it depends on how you look at it. Broadly speaking, there are fewer people being killed in traffic accidents in Chicago. In 2021, when that change was made, it launched in March, there were about 165 kind of traffic fatalities. Mm-hmm. And that number was down to 148 last year in 2023. So there's been a reduction there. Now, if there was a real deep analysis, and you know, I like this kind of stuff, so this might actually be something I will do at some point.
Yeah.
But to really assess how that change happened, we'd have to actually look at where the threshold was lowered, the cameras where they were lowered, what kind of accidents were happening there. But broadly speaking, the city has seen a benefit in terms of fewer fatalities. So that's something. But the other thing that has happened is that far more people are getting ticketed by these speed cameras. And that was the essence of the story that we wrote. The immediate impact was off the charts. February of 2021, 27,000 or so tickets. In March, the first month of this change, 326,000.
Oh, yeah. So 12-fold
increase. And generally speaking, the 3 years prior to the change and the 3 years since the change, about a three times as many tickets have been logged by these speed cameras.
I think for me, at least, it worked because, I mean, I definitely overall have slowed down quite a bit, especially when those tickets started coming out, like, you know, one by one, I was just, you know, I was, what is happening? it was kind of crazy at one point. So what proportion then would you say of Chicago's traffic fatalities are drivers and passengers in cars versus folks walking, pedestrians or cyclists?
Sure. Generally speaking, and the city has a couple different, they've got the Vision Zero data, and then they've got data that comes straight from crash reports by police. Even in both of those data sets, motorists themselves, or drivers, I should say, are roughly half the people who are killed in traffic accidents, and pedestrians are about a quarter of those who are killed. And then a smaller number, slightly smaller number in terms of passengers in the car who are not drivers.
Yeah.
And then bicyclists are another group, and they're the smallest group in terms of who's killed in these accidents.
Now, before he was mayor, Brandon Johnson had said during his campaign that he was going to phase out speed cameras. Putting safety aside, which is what we've been focused on, Alden, what have been some of the negative effects of speed cameras?
Well, some of the negative effects of speed cameras, and there are a few to mention. One is that just the volume has been traumatic, and that the financial impact has been harsh, particularly on some lower-income communities that have seen an outsized number of a disproportionate number of these tickets. I think there was a report of about more than $100 million in revenue from speed cameras in 2023. Mm-hmm. More than half of that amount actually comes from the fines and penalties for not paying those fees on time. So just the tickets themselves were making up, you know, maybe about 45% of that total.
I mean, for some residents, it's hard to pay these tickets, right?
Yeah, and no doubt. I mean, if you're driving 6 to 10 miles an hour over the limit, it's $35. If you're driving 11 miles an hour or more, it's $100. And
yeah,
so you get one or a couple of those, and that can be something that's difficult for folks on a really limited budget, fixed income to be able to come with at the spur of the moment. Those ticket prices double if you don't pay them within the amount of time the city allots.
Well, a little more than a year in office, does it seem to you like phasing those cameras out is still on the table?
I think it certainly may be in the heart of the mayor to do that. But when you consider the amount of revenue that's coming in from speed camera enforcement, from red light cameras, from parking tickets, I mean, in total, it's, I think in the last budget, it was around $350 million, maybe about $100 million, like I said, or so, a little over that, that would come from speed cameras. It's a significant amount of money, and finding another way to, you know, replace that revenue is going to be hard. So the intention may be there, but when it comes down to dollars and cents and the city trying to figure out how it pays for all of the things, the billions of dollars that it needs each year, that revenue can be hard to find an alternative.
I mean, and to that end, I mean, there is always the worry that when you make a change like this in a speed ordinance, like, you're just trying to, it's just a cash grab for the city.
That is,
there's a lot of talk about that, too.
There is certainly a fair amount of cynicism about the true intentions of such a change. And
you're just trying to hit a certain quota and just get money.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a unreasonable feeling for people to have. For his part, the chair of the city's Pedestrian and Traffic Safety Committee, City Council's committee, Daniel Espada, mentioned that during when they had the subject matter hearing at the very onset of that, you know, hey, this is not something that we're doing, and that he says that he wouldn't allow any proposal, formal proposal or legislation to come forward that called for a change in the speed limit without some types of reform dealing with equitable enforcement. And, you know, as we talked about, one of the challenges of speed cameras has been that particular communities have been a little bit harder hit by these cameras than others. But it does at least appear that if we are using automated enforcement, as we saw with the ticketing threshold being lowered, a part of the reality is that more people are going to get ticketed and there's more money that's going to be asked of them. So even if the city isn't in trying to go after a cash grab, more than likely, people are going to be paying more.
You're going to grab some cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have been talking with Alden Lowry, data projects editor here at WBEZ, about a debate on whether to lower Chicago's speed limit. Thank you so much, Alden. This episode was produced by Jules Yeager, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Ari Mejia. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again soon.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.